Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Saturday, November the 6th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. As we all look around and wonder what the heck is going on in the country and the world, I had a couple thoughts that I put together today, and I think they lead us in the direction of a possible path out of what seems to be the mess that we're in. And the first thought I had was an expression that's often been repeated in the mystical, metaphysical world, which is change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. Now, that's not just metaphysics, because we know in physics that there have been studies done with electrons where when there is a human presence observing the behavior of electrons at the subatomic level, those electrons behave differently than they do when there isn't an observer. And so we know that consciousness affects physical reality. It affects the way energy moves through the universe. Then when you think about that, it starts to make a little more sense when you say to yourself, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. Now, in the self-improvement or metaphysical realm, that expression means that if you're having a negative thought about your life, you're creating negativity, and so change the way you're looking at your circumstances, and your circumstances will change. To that, I joined the thought of something that I had read recently in a book called The Age of the Unthinkable. And I've mentioned the book before. I reread it periodically and I browse through it periodically because I think it's quite brilliant about new ways that we need to look at and think about the world in which we're now living, because methods and systems that were applicable 50 years ago, when things were more constant and less global, and where news and information was less instantaneous and less 24/7, we could approach things differently than we have to now, when we're basically in not only a state of change, but a rapid state of change. So what I was reading particularly today was about how American parents teach children, or parents in the West, as opposed to how Chinese parents teach children. And the example that I read was that an American parent will say to a child, see the dog, and what they're doing is they're focusing the child on the noun, dog. So we tend to teach in terms of nouns, in terms of static things that are the primary focus of the message we are instructing about. But in China, they teach their children this way. I'm giving you this, now you give it back to me. They teach relationship. Another thing I want you to consider as I talk about all this is, have you ever seen Japanese paintings where they show a kind of a mist-looking impression in the painting, and there's a mountain usually in the background, and there's water in the foreground, and the mountain is somewhat overpowering, and the water is very fluid. The whole picture is one, or the whole painting is one of apparent motion, but also the power of the mountain and the fluidity of the water. And the human figures are never anything more than little teeny like brushstrokes. They're a minor feature of the painting. So let's put all this together. We need to understand what's happening in our country. We need to understand what's happening to the culture. And I think that when we look at all of this now, considering these three things: one, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change; two, that the Chinese think more about relationship and environment than we do, meaning overall surrounding environment and its impact on the central figure; and see where the art in the East particularly in those Japanese paintings, which I think are the best example. Again, the environment, the majesty of the environment, and the tiny subject matter of the humans in the picture. What I believe has happened is that China looked way ahead and knew that it was never going to beat the United States militarily. That was never going to happen for a multitude of reasons. But they looked at the United States the way they generally look at the world. If they look at relationships and they look at affecting the environment more than affecting the individual, then it becomes pretty clear to me why the Chinese, and I'm going to use the word infiltrated, but you can use the word inserted itself into our economy, into our colleges, into our universities, into our government. We have Chinese nationals, probably a significant amount of Chinese spies throughout our country, throughout our government, throughout our universities, probably throughout the tech world. And I think it's because they realized that that's not where we put our focus in the West. We put our focus on, number one, what's happening in the moment, focused on instantaneous gratification and not the big picture and not the long picture, not looking forward and thinking ahead. I mean, if we were thinking ahead, we'd never have the national debt that we have. We'd never be printing money like we are, and we never would have just passed a $1.25 trillion infrastructure package, or we would not have bankrupted Social Security, because we'd be thinking about the generation after and the generation after that. But that's not how we are as Americans. We are more about instantaneous gratification. So I think that in order to deal with where we are, we too have to change the way we look at things so that the things we're looking at change. We have to stop thinking that methods that we used 50 years ago, maybe even 25 years ago, are applicable any longer in a global world, because we are global now. Whether we like it or not, we are connected to the bigger picture, and we are less in control and less isolated than we have been historically. We have to step up and realize that we need to see things differently. Now, I'm not saying we need to be like the Chinese, but I am saying that we need to reevaluate A, what's important to us, B, how we look at what's important to us, what steps we might take to move us in the direction of fortifying the things that are important to us, and what might we be doing that is trying to resurrect a dinosaur. Meaning, I think this ever-increasing federal budget and expenditure and printing of money, all of this is a system that isn't going to get us where we want to go. In fact, it's probably going to dig us into a hole deeper and deeper. I can't blame just Democrats, because 13 Republicans just voted for this as well and made it happen. I think that we have a Congress, we have an awful lot of elected officials at all levels, we have members of the judiciary, all of whom are affecting not only policy, but the implementation of that policy, who themselves are thinking like dinosaurs, for lack of a better description. And as a result, may take us down. Meaning, if you combine an intention by the Chinese or the Russians, but I think the Chinese are infinitely more dangerous. If you take an intention by the Chinese to become the superpower of the world and to see the demise of the status of the United States, if you look at their long range activity, if you look at how indebted we are to them for manufacturing, how indebted we are to them for debt, how tied to them we are for those things that we use every day and expect to be there every day, if you look at their infiltration of government and technology and the universities, our reliance upon them for medication, production of all pharmaceuticals, For us, as far as we're concerned, that's where we get them. If you look at all of that and you combine that with outdated thinking by leaders who not only are improperly focused because they're thinking with yesterday's hat on, but because too many of them are 60 and 70 and 80 and close to 90 years old. And while we should revere and give respect to the elderly and acknowledge that they have a tremendous amount of wisdom for the time that they lived, I don't think that necessarily translates into who we want our leaders to be as we go through rapid technological and cultural change. I think that when you're older, when you're in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, you've got pretty set thinking. There are very few elderly people who are living in a world where their thoughts are fluid and open to change. We become creatures of habit, and the older we get, the more habitual we get. This is a lot to think about, and I hope there's been a thread in this podcast that you can pick up and kind of weave into your own thought pattern. I think there are some nuggets that I dropped along the way here, not to mix metaphors, but I do think there are some points worth considering, both about how China has approached usurping our power, and also about how our leaders, the ones that we have currently, are literally outdated, as is their thinking, as is their methodology, and perhaps even their agendas. We individuals need to begin to change the way we look at things so the things we look at in fact do change. Because the one thing I'm sure of is that if enough of us are awakened to a new way of thinking, and if enough of us are willing to act on the things that we see, that we now see with an awakened consciousness and with new eyes, we can be the force that makes the difference, and we can bring a new level of conscious awareness to meeting the challenges that we are faced with now, and certainly the challenges that are just around the corner based upon the way things are rapidly changing around the world and at home. So thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Monday. Until then, have a blessed weekend, and remember, always think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.